time to talk a little bit about a new book. It's always fun to have authors on here, especially debut authors. Eileen Brill joins us. She's the author of A Letter in the Wall. But Eileen, you've been writing most of your life, right?
I have. I mean, I wrote professionally for the hotel industry and real estate industry, and I've always been a creative writer, but this is my first published novel.
Yeah, but you were inspired by someone else's writing, right? I mean, that's how this began. Tell us about that.
My mother was a writer all her life. She was a, her mother before was a poet, but yeah, my mother wrote stories, told stories, it's, you know, kind of everybody in my family is a writer of some sort or another.
Well, I was pointing towards the writing of the letter that you found in the wall back in
the 20s. Oh, okay.
For the little inspiration. Tell us about that that story and how that kind of brought you to this novel that you put together.
Yeah, that was the actual inspiration for this novel. Yeah, so when my family and I moved into this house in 2007, an electrician was putting an outlet in the wall of a third floor bedroom, and he reached in for the wires and pulled out a piece of paper, and he was about to toss it. I was standing there in the hallway, and I grabbed it from him, and it was an envelope addressed to a man, boy, in New Jersey. I opened the envelope, and there was a very tattered old letter without a date on it, but it was written on personalized stationery, and the address was my address, and it was a woman's name. So I did a little Googling and found out that she and her family were the first owners of my house that was built in 1920. So I spent the next couple of years off and on just like kind of, you know, doing a little bit of research into who she was, and found out a lot about her family. They were prominent Quakers out that lived in Philadelphia. And it was harder to find information about her, but I did learn that in 1971 she was murdered in Oklahoma. So that kind of got me started. Like, I have to know who she was and how her life took all the twists and turns that it took.
Well, when you see someone's, and I would assume it was in a cursive handwriting, when you see sort of that personal connection on that initial letter like that, was that a letter like a Dear John letter or was it a love letter? How would you qualify what was in there?
Yeah, it was very cryptic. I mean, I had later learned that she wrote it probably when she was about 15 or 16, and the boy that she wrote it to was about the same age. I couldn't tell what their connection was. She referred to having driven through Princeton the weekend before with her family, and they stopped at the races, and that could have been horse races, or there was an automobile racetrack near there. She said, I feel like I was a failure to you. If that's the case, you know, I'm sorry. If it's not the case, please come visit me. But it wasn't, I couldn't tell if it was a love letter. And she said something about, you know, please come visit and bring your friend. So it was very cryptic. Her handwriting was like so tiny and so like, I don't know, I'm not a handwriting analyst, but if I were, I would say this is a young woman who was insecure and kind of, you know, didn't really know how to effectively express herself. But I had to use my imagination to figure all that out.
But that's the beauty of it. And as someone creative like you, you come up with, you kind of have this as sort of the touchstone or the initial thought of it, and then you can kind of expand beyond that. Where did you take this story then? Where did Joan go in your story?
So after I got just sort of the skeleton of her life, just kind of basic dates and facts, I had to kind of, you know, figure out, like, what was her psychological profile? And how would a person, you know, why would a person stray so far from their family roots? As far as I could tell, she was no longer a practicing Quaker in her adult life. She had a few marriages. She moved all over. She ended up in Oklahoma, of all places. And, you know, so I set up this profile of the kind of person I thought she was. And after a few years of kind of, I originally thought I'd do a biography, but then I thought I'm going to make this into a fictionalized story because I think I know who I want her to be. And that's kind of how it all got started from there. And she just, you know, she kind of was one of these people that didn't have a lot of self-awareness and was always kind of pushing people away, the ones that loved her and had her best interests at heart. And that kind of worked for me. That made sense for me in terms of answering all the questions of how her life ended up as it did.
Talking this morning with Eileen Brill, her debut novel, A Letter in the Wall. How did you get this published, or what was your process to that? Did you sort of have somebody interested in you as a writer put this together, or did you have this book and then kind of have to figure out, what do I do with it?
Yeah, so I had, I had worked on it off and on for many years, and then probably about, I guess it's 2 years before the pandemic hit, I really hit it in the high gear and sat down and every day wrote it, and it was, at that point it was just so in my head, I had to get it all out, and I got about 75% through a manuscript, and I got in touch with a developmental editor in the who comes from a publishing background, and she was very helpful in just helping me set the flow and the tone of the story, and with her guidance, I took it from there, finished it, and then started querying publishers and agents. And it's very hard. You know, it's kind of a catch-22. It's hard to get an agent before you've had anything published, but it's hard to get a publisher without an agent. So I didn't spend as long as some authors do, some people who are trying to get their work published. You know, some people take years just sending out queries. I took about 10 months, 11 months. And then I got an offer from Spark Press. She writes press, and I immediately went to my developmental editor because I knew that she came from a publishing background. And I said, "Are they legit? Are they one of these like vanity publishers? I don't want to sign up with that." And she said, "No, they're legit. They have a great reputation." So yeah, I moved forward, and I thought, I want to get this published and get this out there.
You didn't want to end it with a garage full of books, in other words, the way that some people do when they have them and say, we made the books, now you get to do
exactly
sell them and get them out there. Well, this is just hit the shelves now, right? This week, I believe?
Yesterday was the official publication date, yep. So it's out there. People have been pre-ordering, excuse me, for months, but it seems like yesterday, it's a coincidence that it was my pub date, but suddenly people are emailing and texting me saying they're getting it, on their doorstep today. So, Right. Yeah, it's out there.
Well, now in the last decade or so with the different social media platforms that you have, authors have a different way to connect to their readers as well. I'm sure there's other people that will start selling, look what I found in my wall. is there a yeah. story behind that type of thing?
Well, it's funny. There's my husband actually belongs to a Facebook group called Things Found in Walls. And
wait a minute. Did you inspire him to join that group? I would assume. Maybe that's what brought you together, but go ahead.
I may have inspired him, okay. But I had no idea. He joined it about 2 years ago, well before I, had a publishing contract signed. And I think he was interested and he kind of wanted to poke around. But yeah, people love stuff that's found in walls. Right. There's crazy things that are found in people's walls.
Right.
I remember, far crazier than a letter.
Well, there was a website or something. It was like lost photo or something, or a list. And sometimes people will post these things and you see this handwritten stuff of somebody's list. And you kind of sometimes right. wonder what was going on in their day that they needed to buy those five things. Or, that it's funny how sort of a piece of history of just of some simple thing. We always wonder what's the story behind it, and that's kind of, I guess, what kind of prompted you when you were originally putting this book. Did you find anything else, by the way, since you have such an old house anyway, that along the way in the walls or anything like that?
Well, I just said to my husband last night, we need to start breaking into the other walls of this house because I feel like there's things. I feel like there's in fact, when I a few years ago, maybe like. 7 years ago, I was out front doing some lawn work, and this young woman pulled up, and she told me that her family—they were the people before the people we bought the house from—and she said, "Yeah, my parents said that they were told by the previous owners that somebody hid jewels and stuff in the walls, and my parents had a metal detector out." And I'm thinking, "Oh, that's like something going on in the walls of my house."
Well, yeah.
We're going to break into
as they say, if these walls could talk, right?
That's the
phrase you probably used before. But yeah, there's in the yard, I know people that do metal detecting, and you'll find an antique toy or a small toy, and you wonder about the child that probably cried to sleep because he lost his toy. He didn't know whatever happened to it, or the piece of jewelry. So there's always stories in some of that type of thing. If people want to get a hold of your book and find out more what happens to Joan through this book, A Letter in the Wall, where's a good place to start with that?
Well, you can go to my website, eileenbrill.com. You can follow me on Facebook on my author page, Irene Bro Author. I'm on Instagram. And go wherever you buy your book.
Right. Have you made a trailer? I've seen those before. That was the new. Maybe they're still doing that, where they have like almost like a movie trailer for a book.
Yes, that's a new thing. And actually, my son is a filmmaker. He makes documentaries, and I asked him if he would consider that because I think it's really cool. I mean, on the one hand, I think the beauty of books is people can form images in their own minds, yep. And you know, as opposed to being given images, but. On the other hand, people seem to really like it. It's kind of a cool little new thing.
It's a quick way to introduce them into that. And, sometimes it's better that, you do develop what the character kind of looks like as well. And sometimes you're led just by the book cover, how that works out. But it's very interesting. It's A Letter in the Wall. Irene Bro, our guest this morning, author. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bruce. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.